Is that the core shed that's at the trust office now? Not the same one?
Which core shed he wants to know what's...
It's not the core shed at the trust office.
No, this is the... There were two core sheds in the ashram in the old days, at Mehrabad and even in Nasik. Only since 1933-34, then Baba sent her to Bombay, you know, a new, a different life. And very lovely person. She was very lovely. She served Baba and all of us. Mehra would remember her very much. So...
But who was she in relation to?
She was my oldest brother's wife. Oh. Mm-hmm. Jamshed's wife. Jamshed's wife. And, but she was in the ashram with Baba, adored Baba.
She was a good cook, wasn't she?
No, she could sew very well. She could cut onions. You know, like and fine. And a big tray full of it for the... Nadja would do the cooking. She would help with that. But she would sew for us. And, you know, we had to have those long lingers and the long blouses, you know.
She would... Who was the one that cooked something and Baba threw it out? Who was
that's Dawla Masih, my aunt. From whom Nadja got the talent and the experience.
That's her mother?
No, aunt. My mother's sister. Mm. Which is why Nadja, in the beginning, when they... These young girls... These teenagers, as we say, they wanted to be, their only longing was, like mine was, to be with Baba. The only prayer was, Baba shouldn't send us away, please. We were, and Baba was saying, what do I want you people here for, on my chest? You, if you are here with me, if I allow you, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to cook for 300 of my boys in the prayer mushroom, you have to cook for this, you have to do that. And, can you do that? And Nadja goes, and Mara and the others, and the other courses and all, they push Nadja, say yes, we'll help you, we'll do whatever you want, say yes, we'll manage, we're here, we'll... So poor Nadja, this young kid, this teenager says, yes, Baba, we will do it. And then, even if you have cooked, even for 10 people, rice for 100 people is totally different thing. And Baba would not stand the rice being even the slightest less than expectation on the standard that he wanted it. And Baba, slim, you know, beautiful Baba, would pick up that big vessel, that vat, the pot in which the rice was cooked like that, and then throw it out. This is what I feed my boys, and they would be trembling and go and do it all over again and how to do it. And, yes?
Yes.
So of course it was among those two. This course was there too. This course is the one who had this bagula. What do you call it? What do you call a cooking pot?
A vessel, a cooking pot.
A vessel.
Cooking pot or a vessel.
Mm. Cooking vessel. So Baba placed a cooking pot on my head one day and made to stand in a corner with a cooking pot. And the others were having a hard time not to laugh, you see. I'm standing like that because I wasn't as silent as my brother, don't you understand? So I was talking to somebody, Mara's mother, who was asked to meditate or something with him at a particular time, or she was praying in a Baba prayer. And I'm sitting next to him, yakking at him, disturbing him, talking with him. And Baba came in. What? Come on, stand in the corner. I didn't see the twinkle in his eye, but anyway. And he put this bagula on my head. In the meantime, this koshid, what we call small koshid, the one that's in the compound is small koshid, in age, mind you, and the other one was big koshid. So she walks in, and it's too much for her because she suddenly sees me with the cooking pot on my head. Inverted cooking pot, you know, my eyes are not turning. So she goes, oh, said Baba. So you're laughing at it. Come and stand here. So she got another cooking pot on her head. So there we are both standing. No, nose hardly showing.